If you're talking about the fact that we are all of us, of all races and all religions who are Americans are losing our freedoms, and we need to get our freedoms back, then I'm with you. If you're talking about just you need America the way it was 200 years ago, and everybody who doesn't look like you and dress like you and live in the same house as you can't have that, then you're wrong. And it's not going to be that way.
Well, I can even remember in my life when it wasn't like this. I mean, I'm only 35 years old, and even in the 70s, things made some sense to me. Even in the 70s, at least things made some sense to me.
You sound like you're lost. Things make sense to me everywhere except for the fact that we're losing our freedoms. See, I think free people should be free to say and do and live and marry and have the hobby and travel and all of the things that they want to do as long as they never injure the person or property of any other human being. And I don't care what race or religion they are.
Well,
times are going to change. The world is always in a state of change. You're never going to find a place, a neighborhood, a block, a city, a state, or a country that's not going to change. That's the way of the world. The world does not stand still.
Well, I can only imagine what it's going to be 20 years from now. It's we'll probably all be living in 5 foot of garbage.
Don't let your imagination run away with you. The human race is pretty good overall, and people might let problems get away with them here and there, but eventually they get around to solving those problems and taking care of them. Most people are not going to stand for living in 5 feet of garbage or even 1 inch of garbage. They'll take care of it. Trust me.
Well, I just know that I hate the world that I'm in 1998. I'm afraid of it, and all I know what to do is when I'm full of hate and fear is to get my gun and go out there and fight whatever it is that causes me hate and fear.
Well, I hope you don't do that. You know, if we all get together and you want to participate in a great restoration of constitutional Republican government so that we can all live free together in peace, I'll help you do that. But if you want to pick up a gun and go out and shoot somebody you never saw before in your life because you don't like the color of their skin, I'll shoot you if I see you trying it. You'll be the one I shoot. You understand that? And just remember that I'm not the only one.
Okay, fine. It'll be a three-way fight. It'll be...
No, it'll be about everybody that you can see shooting at you. That's what it'll be.
Well, that may be the case, and maybe I'd be better off dead.
Well, I wish you wouldn't feel that way. I don't understand why you feel like the world is so bad. The world is a wonderful place. There are wonderful people out there. There are great people out there. There's great things to do. Instead of balling yourself up in all this hatred and fear, why don't you find something good that you can do and some good people that you can do it with and make your mark on history and be remembered as a good man who did some good for somebody? Because you know what I hear from you? I hear you're going to be on death row probably in another couple of months if you keep thinking the way you're thinking. You're going to go out and kill somebody, and you're going to be on death row somewhere.
Well, I've been a skinhead since 1980.
That's not something to be proud of. You keep telling me that America was so great 200 years ago or 100 years ago. You don't even understand America if you're a skinhead and you're proud of that. A skinhead is a socialist. Nazis are socialists. Hitler was a socialist. Nazi means National Socialist German Workers' Party. The ultimate goal of socialism is communism. Did you ever read Karl Marx? Do you even have any idea of what you're a part of? If you want to be American, you can't be a part of that. America is for freedom.
Well, then why did Hitler fight the communists if communism is socialism's ultimate goal?
Because all of these people are like everybody else. They don't understand that. They didn't read Karl Marx either. The average person that falls in line behind some silly leader doesn't have the slightest clue what's going on. He just hears what sounds good to him. It was a war between the socialists and the communists, and the socialists won, and Hitler socialized Germany.
I never heard that before.
That's because you're listening to people who manipulate you like Dr. Pierce.
To serve
his own agenda as his own private little stormtrooper. Why don't you try being a leader sometime instead of a blind, stupid follower?
God, I hate to say this, but you kind of stopped me. It's true, I never thought of it, but Nazi does stand for National Socialist Party, and then that doesn't make any sense. What have they been telling me for the last 20 years?
You see, that's the whole purpose of this broadcast. You know, my heart goes out to you because I know that you've been lied to and misled and you're being manipulated and used by people who have an agenda to divide and conquer the world and bring the whole world under socialism. That's what the New World Order is all about. That's what I spend my time on this microphone trying to do, is wake people up to this and get them to stop listening to everybody else. That's why I tell people, listen to everybody. Read everything. Believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it. You do your research and understand what it is that's going on. And that includes me. It includes Dr. Pierce. It includes William Jefferson Clinton. It includes your preacher in your church. This is the age of deception, and if you're not careful, you will be used as some worm on somebody's hook to catch a big fish.
Wow.
What you're looking for is respect, recognition, love, freedom, a place where you belong, and you're not going to find it where you're at. All you're going to find is heartache and misery and self-doubt, and people are never going to respect you or love you because of what you stand for.
Well, I never belonged anywhere. I mean, I was a junkie until I got into the party.
That's exactly who they go after to recruit.
You know, they got me off the drugs. They got me to stop shooting up. They straightened me up and...
Yeah, that's what they do. And they make you feel like you belong. And you think you do. And then they use you. There's no future there. There's not going to be another Third Reich or Fourth Reich. There's not going to be another period in history where somebody marches through countries murdering people.
No great cleansing, huh?
What do you need cleansing for? I mean, if you need cleansing, take a shower. I do.
Well, it's what we've been told for years. It was coming. You know, if we just stand strong and we just have faith that one day enough of us, you know, would wake up and all the Jews and the blacks would be removed from our society.
Let me ask you, what kind of society do you think is going to be left after that happens? What do you think you're going to be a part of after that happens?
A white European society.
What kind of white European society? Have you ever really studied Hitler's Germany? Have you ever really talked to people who lived in Germany at that time? I've talked to a lot of them. It was a fearful time, and they weren't afraid of the Allies, the English and the Americans. They looked forward to them coming. They were afraid of their own people. They were scared to death. Hitler had their own children ratting them out. The Gestapo was everywhere. Nobody could trust anybody. It is the most terrible kind of life that you could possibly imagine. Afraid to even whisper something to your best friend for fear that the walls had ears or that your best friend might rat you out.
That sounds more like communist Russia in the 50s.
It's what socialism always is. Socialism is a lie.
I've never heard it, any of this before, and you're somewhat, I'm not really sure what the word would be, I guess, blowing my mind, sort of.
Well, I don't want to blow your mind, and I don't want to hurt you, but I would like for you to start thinking for yourself and to go out.
I'm all right. I mean, I'm just...
Well, apparently you're not, because somebody has been thinking for you for a lot of years. You haven't really sat down and thought for yourself.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Like I said, I was just a street, punk, shooting dope in my arm, and these skinheads found me and cleaned me up and got me together, and I worked a few years when I was out in Montana with the Aryan Nations, and then I came down here and got with Dr. Pierce's people, and I just always thought I was doing what I should.
What you should be doing is helping to build a better world where all people can live peacefully, free, together, with responsibility, under law, not afraid. The kind of world that Dr. Pierce wants to build is a world of fear, misery, and murder, and blood. And people ratting you out every 3 minutes. Your own children turning against you. That was Germany in the 1930s and 40s. That's what Dr. Pierce wants.
I was always taught that it was an orderly society, that back in those days no one walked around in fear except...
Well, then why didn't you go live in the Soviet Union when it was there? I mean, that was an orderly society.
Well, because I was told that...
The what?
that was communist. I mean...
That's exactly... Hitler was just a half a step from that.
I know.
He was socialist, and read Lenin. Read Marx. They'll tell you the ultimate goal of socialism is communism.
That's what I'm saying. This whole thing is like all new thinking to me.
Yeah. Well,
it's... Like I said, I'm kind of glad I made this phone call.
Well, I'm glad you made it, if you're starting to see some light out there somewhere. There's a lot of good people in this world. Most people are good people. That includes blacks, that includes Orientals, that includes Hispanics, that includes whites, that includes Native Americans. And in every single group, there is a layer of what you might call pond scum, including in the white race. And in fact, if you want to know the truth about the white race, most people who are on welfare are not blacks, they're whites. And if you don't believe that, you can check the statistics yourself. They're available for anybody who wants to find them.
What about the media in this country? Is it controlled by Jewish people?
The media is controlled by corporations. The media is owned by corporations. Anybody can own the media. All you have to do is buy the stock. If you want to own the media, all of you guys get together and buy the stock, and the media belongs to you. You're white, right?
Yeah.
What was your life before they picked you up?
No, just shooting up, getting in fights, selling drugs.
Wow. I thought you said the white race was somehow superior. Sounds just like the black junkie. Sounds just like the Hispanic junkie. Sounds just like the Native American junkie. You're white junkie. You're all junkies.
Well, the way they explained it to me is I had just been misled, and...
You know better than that. You weren't misled. You were a junkie because you chose to shoot up with dope. No black person, no Jew, was standing there talking you into it or shooting you up with it.
No, you're right.
You did it to yourself. Jews didn't do it to you, and the blacks didn't do it to you. And you have to take your own personal responsibility. And you should be able to spot these lies when they tell them to you. It's so easy to buy these lies because you don't want to admit the truth to yourself. You did it.
No, I guess not.
So the next time you see a black junkie, remember when you were a junkie, take pity on the poor soul and help him out. Don't go over and kick him and beat him up. Because that could have been you. Only difference is he's a black junkie, you were a white junkie. And there ain't no superiority in a crack house.
Well, they didn't even have crack when I was using
them. Well, whatever you were using, nobody was superior to anybody when you're in a drunken, drug-induced coma, lying on some filthy mattress in some burnout tenement somewhere or wherever the hell you did it.
That's pretty close to where they found me.
Yeah, you see? So what you should be doing is thanking God that somebody came along and helped you, but you also have to understand they helped you for a purpose. They couldn't go out and get a person who wasn't on drugs, who can think and understands and knows what they're up to. They had to come and get you. Then they had to lie to you and manipulate you and twist your mind all around and fill you full of hate and set you up for death row somewhere because they got you pointed in a direction where they're going to have you killing somebody pretty soon. Or they fill you full of so much hate that you're just going to go off and do it of your own accord. And I'm going to pray to God tonight really, really hard that you don't do that.
I'm afraid I may already have. I've been in quite a few, shall we say, altercations between us and other people.
Why don't you set a new course for your life and decide not to do that anymore and find a way to help people instead of hurt them?
Well, when I think of the last 17 years, I got shot for those people, man. I got stabbed for them.
Yeah, what did it accomplish?
Apparently not much. I went to prison for those people.
You see what I mean? You know you've been used. I don't even have to tell you that. You know it. And you've suffered for it. You could have had a completely different life. And you still can. And I'll bet you anything, you don't get goosebumps when the swastika flag marches by. I'll bet you get goosebumps when the Stars and Stripes marches by. Am I correct?
Anymore, I really don't react much to either of them.
Well, I can understand how you might be that way after the life that you've been leading. You might be totally desensitized to anything. And that's an extremely dangerous and very cold and lonely place to find yourself.
I've had to be that way. You let up emotions are the thing that can kill you. I've had to teach myself to be cold. I've had to teach myself, no matter what, never cry, never show any emotion. Even if I feel bad, put it down. Don't ever show emotion. That's
the same as being dead. Your emotions are what make you human. That's what makes you alive. It's what makes you worth knowing. Nobody wants to know a cold Robotron.
I thought that's kind of how you had to be. You had to, in order to be able to fulfill the great tasks that we had before us.
Well,
you had to be able to just...
That's the way they'd love for you to be, so that you won't question what they want you to do, and that you'll march right along in goose step fashion and commit the murders and the mayhem and the beatings and the chaos and all of the things that they know that they will be using to fracture society in this country so that socialism can take over the world. That's what it's all about, divide and conquer. That's what you're going to get because that's what Nazi means and that's what these people are.
I thought I'd been fighting against socialism all these years and communism.
Not at all. That's what they all want you to believe. But it's not true. You see, they all say that Hitler was right wing and socialists are left wing. And the socialists are the good guys. Yet if you read Mein Kampf and you read history and you look at exactly what Hitler did in Germany... He was a socialist. His party was the National Socialist German Workers' Party, and he socialized Germany. He wanted to socialize the world. And his whole movement came out of the secret societies known as the Tool Society, which is just another extension of Mystery Babylon.
absolutely no response.
Well, no response is necessary. I'm just glad I'm hearing a different kind of person right now.
Well, I mean, everything you're saying, when I stop and think about it for a minute or two, it makes sense.
Well, I hope that it does, but I also don't want you to trust that I'm telling you the truth. You go and check it out. You'll find that it's true. But the only way that you'll ever really know is if you go check it out yourself.
All right. I will.
And don't go tell your friends what you're doing now, because they'll talk you out of it. And they'll try to shame you and make you feel like you're some kind of a traitor or something. And you'll be right back caught, trapped in that hole with the spider. Well, I appreciate your ability to think. You see, you're not as far gone as they'd like you to be, because evidently you can still reason.
Yeah, I originally had called up. I was just going to give that kid a hard time, and you know.
Well, that's why I came in here. I heard exactly what you were doing, and Doyle's new to radio. He doesn't know how to handle that, and so I came in to take that off of him, because I know that he was feeling a little put on, and he didn't know how to deal with it. So I came in, and I'm glad that I did.
Well, I'm gonna look at this. I'm gonna go out and get a book of Mein Kampf. I've never even read this thing.
Wow, how could you be a part of the movement and not have? That's like somebody saying I'm a Christian and never read the Bible, or saying I'm an American and never read the Constitution for the United States of America. See, how do you know what America was 100 or 200 years ago? I'll bet you have never read the Constitution. That's the supreme law of the land. This country was all about freedom, not oppression, not about killing people or kicking people or hurting people. It's about freedom. The Founding Fathers had a dream. They had a dream that they would set the common man free for the first time in history, and nobody in the history of this world had ever been free until this country was created. And by setting them free, they would topple the kings and queens from off their thrones and would create a new world order. They even called this the New World. They were escaping from the old world. The problem is that since that time, this whole thing has been taken over by socialists and communists, and they're going to put the human race right back into slavery again. The Founding Fathers told us what we had to watch out for and what would happen if we were not eternally vigilant, and if we gave up our freedoms for some promise of some mystical security and safety from the government. They knew that if we did that, we would lose our freedoms, and the New World Order wouldn't be what they had envisioned at all. It would be what Dr. Pierce envisioned.
Maybe a stupid question, but there's really no Committee of 300? There's really no little cobble of Jewish people somewhere that make all these decisions, like I was told?
There are a whole bunch of groups that meet and work toward world socialism. The goal of socialism and communism has always been to rule the world. They do it by infiltrating groups, taking over the key positions in the group, and then working through consensus and personal influence. The wealthy socialists work through their influence through their wealth. It's not one group. The Vatican is working toward world government. International Zionism, which is not Jews, most Zionists are Christians, in case you didn't know it. They want world government. Freemasonry wants world government. The Communist International wants world government. The Council on Foreign Relations wants world government. It's a whole bunch of groups, all of them propelled by a hidden religion, which very simply is secular humanism. And what they ultimately want to do is just completely wipe out Christians, Jews, people who belong to the Islamic religion. In fact, they want to destroy all religions save theirs. The worship of the human.
I don't want that.
Well, that's what they want. Didn't you ever study the Volk religion of Germany? It had nothing to do with God. They weren't Christians.
They weren't?
No. No, this was a religion that elevated the worship of the race. Man, it's the same thing. It's what the Freemasons want to do. Perfect the race. And then lead the inferior races in their evolutionary development. Listen to me, man. It's all bullshit. All of it.
God, I feel like an idiot.
Let me tell you something. Every one of us, at some point in our life, are idiots. I was an idiot for a good portion of my life until I started thinking and woke the hell up. And I'm so thankful that I did. Monday through Thursday nights. We're not on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night.
I'm going to have to start listening to you. I've never heard any. Even the old Patriot stuff I used to listen to is different than this.
Well, that's because a lot of people don't understand what patriotism is.
I mean, if...
They all have agendas that divide. And the more they divide, the more easily we are conquered. Americans only have one interest. It's not race. It's not religion. It's freedom. That's what Americanism is. Anybody who is not promoting freedom is promoting divisiveness. If they're promoting divisiveness, they are making us easily conquered. Freedom is the key. That's what we must work for. Those are the great principles and ideals laid down by our founding fathers that made this the greatest nation in the world until the American people lost the definition, the concept, and the feeling for freedom.
Now, let me ask you this. What did happen a few years ago? Why did all of a sudden all the Patriot stuff just disappear? And why did they call off that March on Washington, that Linda chick, and all of that? What did happen back then?
Well, you'll have to ask her.
Because when I first called up, if you remember what I said, is I was all ready to go out there and get into it, and all of a sudden it's like, sorry, we're not going to go. And I'm like, what? I'm ready to go.
I know.
Yeah.
But you see, for us to succeed, we cannot get in a long line with guns and march toward Washington. We don't have aircraft and we don't have tanks, and I guarantee you that the upper levels of the military of the United States Armed Forces have sold out to the New World Order. They have betrayed their oaths to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America, and they would bomb us and run over us with tanks and strafe us and kill us, and we'd never even get to Washington, D.C. That's the truth of the matter.
Our own soldiers?
Our own soldiers.
They always told me that the Army is just waiting for us to make our move.
Oh, really? Have you ever gone to an Army base and asked the commanding officer if that's true?
No, I was just told that there are hundreds of white people in the military just waiting to...
There are patriots in the military who will join us when we have the moral high ground, and when we are right in our endeavor, and when we are not participating in revolution or murder or chaos or rioting, but are in the lawful work of restoration of constitutional republican government under the law. That day will come. And when that day comes, there will be war in America. Unfortunately, a lot of people like your Dr. Pierce will take advantage of that and he will send his little stormtroopers out to kill anybody who doesn't look like him instead of fight for the restoration of the Republic. And there will be blacks who, because of hundreds of years of what they perceive as mistreatment, even though it was this nation that set them free, and hundreds of thousands of white young men in the Civil War did it, gave their lives, they will go out and try to kill everybody who doesn't look like them. And the Jews, because they've been persecuted throughout history, they'll all huddle in their ghettos, and since they never own any weapons, they'll be easy victims for anybody who doesn't like them. Except for those who belong to the Jewish Defense League and subscribe to the truth, which is that all power emanates from the barrel of a gun, they will defend themselves. And nobody will really know the outcome of that war, because America has been so divided against itself that while there will be a great many of us fighting for the restoration of the Republic, there will be a great many people fighting just to wreak havoc and chaos and kill each other. And so the outcome will be questionable. And yes, there will be patriots in the military who will come over to our side, but nobody knows who they are, and they won't until it happens, and it will never happen if we do not have the moral high ground. These are scary times, but it's not as scary as the life you've been living. I mean, you weren't even fighting for a reason. You used to go out and kill somebody or beat somebody up just because they were there and they had the wrong color of skin. My God, man.
Well, that's the way it was. You know, we'd be cruising along and, you know, we'd see somebody, you know, hey, you know, we'd pull over to the side of the road and come crashing out of the car, all of us, you know, waving our sticks and our guns and...
Didn't you feel a little silly?
I always used to think that it was kind of strange when it took six of us to beat up one nigger, but...
Well, why don't you try calling them black people? They're people.
Okay, black people.
Yeah, they're people. They're people just like you. They have feelings. They have wants. They have dreams. They have families. Why would six strong young men get out of a car with guns and clubs to beat up on one poor, unarmed, helpless person?
I guess I never really thought about why everyone... It was kind of like everyone else was coming out of the car, so I came out too, you know?
Well, how could you feel proud of yourself doing it? I mean, it wouldn't make me feel brave or proud. I would feel disgusted with myself if I ever found myself in that kind of a position, which I can guarantee you would never happen.
Well, as I remember, we all went back, you know, to this one guy's house, and we were all like, you know, passing around a bottle and like, yeah, another blow struck for our side.
Let me tell you what you did. Only cowards would go after a single person in a large group like that with sticks and clubs and guns. Go out in your car, you know, all of you. Let's see if you can get out one, just one, with no guns, no clubs, no nothing, and meet another man face to face by yourself. And let's see how many of you go back and break out the bottle and celebrate what happened. There's no glory in that, and there's no superiority in that. That's cowardice. And you know it.
It was a long time ago, and now that I'm thinking back on it, it was kind of...
Yeah. And you wouldn't have done it if you were by yourself. And neither would any of the other of those people done that. They would not have done that if they had been by themselves. Plus, of course, they had a gun. Then they might walk up to somebody and just shoot them. That's cowardice, too. Listen, my friend, I hate to do this. I wish we had more time, but I've got to. We've got to call this quits because we're out of time.
I'll call you some other time.
Well, I look forward to it, and I hope you will really go and check things out and stop believing what these people are telling you. Please.
I appreciate it, man.
And thank you. Thank you very much for calling tonight.
Bye.
Goodbye. Wow. Doyle, you're going to have to take this microphone because I'm absolutely emotionally drained. My hands are shaking.
Yes, yes,
and I hope that I have helped somebody. In that
I think you have.
Thing.
Alrighty. Alright, Pooh. We're almost finished. Okay. Just a little bit longer to go tonight. I don't know if we should do another call or not. Yeah. We've only got about 3 more minutes of time left on the air, so we won't do any more call-ins now. We're just about up. So, what I want to do is, I had probably 2 or 3 calls today, and then, you know, we heard a couple people have tuned in for the first time this evening. The broadcast is Monday through Thursdays, 6 to 9 Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern. Okay, and it's on, obviously, if you're hearing this, you know it's on 7.415, it's WBCQ, the planet. Oh, okay. And, so, tune in, don't look for us Friday night, Monday through Thursday night, live, 9 to midnight Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Okay, I had 2 or 3 calls today, a couple people called in tonight, like I say, just heard us, just found it, just read it, something. That's the schedule, so we can clarify things, because there were some misconceptions about the time, and are we on Saturdays and whatnot. So, there you go. Okay, Pooh, why don't we have some good music here to listen to. Pooh, you've been a wonderful co-host. Where's Sarah at?
She's over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Meow.
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 And then appreciate it, everybody. It's been fun tonight. It's been very eye opening. Hope everybody's learned a lot. Pooh, do you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you guys had fun too.
Yeah. So do I. Ken, I hope everybody learned something this evening. Okay. I'm gonna finish up with some music here. Thank you for listening to The Hour of the Time. Go ahead.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Oh, where have you been, my darling young one? Stumbled on side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. It's hard, it's hard. Rain's gonna fall. What did you